Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Tomorrow, as you're listening, tomorrow is going to be the second, October the 8th, will be the second blood moon in the four blood moons. So important. These four blood moons have only happened in record of the last 500 years. Has to do with Israel. Think about previous times is when Israel was
King Ferdinand
was throwing the Jews out of Spain, and it begins in tears, but it ended up in
joy. And we had a nation. They came out to come to a land in America, actually funded Christopher Columbus.
Yes.
And they founded America.
Hence the purpose of America, by the way.
Secondly,
it began with Germany and Hitler and all the things that were going on at the time of Four Blood Moons. But it ended up with Israel in their own land, 1948. They became a nation. And during that process, you remember that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, led us into World War II. Well, actually, he responded to World War II when Pearl Harbor hit. And but it was his vice president that would sign the paperwork for who became president for Israel.
Harry Truman.
That's exactly right. And so here we are again with the four blood moons. I believe 1967 war as well. And prior to the 1967 war, Israel had undefensible borders. There was just no way that that could happen, and that they could defend themselves because it was just so small. And so when the Arab Muslims started attacking Israel, they attacked back. They took, I don't know, half the earth in the war, and they kind of distributed it back out, and they kind of drew some defensible borders, and they gave land back, and that was huge. In other words, a war in the Middle East took place in that, and that's why when you heard us talking about the president is, he openly said that Israel needs to go back to the 1967 borders, and we talked about that, and what was said by Chuck Pierce. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. That was so helpful. Did y'all notice that? Just see all the help they just gave me there? Chuck Pierce.
No words coming out of your mouth. That's kind of hard.
because of the fact of, because our president said that Israel needs to go back to 1967, that America's going to go back to the 60s. And that took us back to the 67. So now you're looking at, you know, you're looking at Gaza and West Bank, and if you pull those two away from Israel, you're getting back to the 1967 lines, really. But here we are, you know, in these four blood moons. They began in, I don't know, May, maybe?
April.
And the first day they began, if you remember, there was Jews being killed in America at a assisted living facility that somebody went immediately and began to kill randomly, you know, some Jews. And then since then, it's just escalated where now we have ISIS. I mean, all this stuff is happening so much. Every single day you're hearing it, that you're thinking that it always was, but it always wasn't. If you go back and look, it was a progression. All these things are a progression. Before the four blood moons, we, you know, we were thinking about, we'll talk about this next, that we cannot let Iran get nuclear power or nuclear weapons. And today, they totally distracted everybody from Iran, and now they have this big, huge rules for radical storm going over there in Syria and in Iraq, and nobody's even paying attention to the cook in the kitchen over in Iran that's cooking up some, you know, an atomic weapon. But what we're starting to see, of course, is Psalms 83 come into focus. But so we are, I want you to brace yourself. So what would you do? First of all, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, realize he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He's in total control. He's just letting us peek at what he is doing and trust him through what he's doing and how he's doing it. The world's being shaken, but it's being shaken for the fact to shake things in the place that God wants it to be. And so it's not like shaking out of order. Things are just coming to its place. Isaiah says God shakes the earth to teach its inhabitants righteousness. And so when you see everything shaken, we all become conscious of God. I mean, you just become conscious of, you know, what are we doing? What's going on? All this stuff that I depended on, all the normalcy. the same leadership and all that, that you cannot take that for granted. You cannot assume that human beings who outside of God are going to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the four blood moons. So what does the second blood moon represent? Well, there's going to be a broadcast by John Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch it at getv.org. You can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. But he's going to be talking about, he says there's a change that has happened. And I can't tell you the details about it, but you can, because it hasn't happened yet. But you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the Torch, and you can find out. And you can watch the live broadcast. It's getv.org, or just go to VFNTV.com and go to the Torch, and we'll make sure that's available for you. But I'm telling you, this is amazing times. I want to encourage you to remember that the four blood moons begin in tears, but they end in deliverance. But you're broken up through this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So people could get all excited about the deliverance. It's like, I just want to survive the deliverance. You know what I'm saying? I just want to survive this thing. I want to be faithful through this thing. You know, I want to be helpful and fruitful, you know, through what's going on. And I want to encourage you. And it makes me think about, you know, we'll be talking about Iran, ISIS, Mexico, and these gangs when we get back. Are we close to, we have time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Well, I mean, you think about this. So prior to the four blood moons, they were all concerned about Iran, rightfully so, getting nuclear weapons. I mean, that was a huge concern
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the Arab Spring that took place. Remember the Arab Spring. Everybody was celebrating the Arab Spring. And but for some reason, the Arab Spring, the wind of America did not blow over Iran's Green Party in the Arab Spring, even though they wrote a letter to our president saying, hey, this is cool what you're doing to everybody else. Can you come help us out? And we did not respond to Iran. We didn't respond.
Well, there's some theories behind that.
Yeah, but you think about it. It's like, but what happened? Why didn't the wind blow in Iran? And since they have, today, look where we are today, but understand when that Arab Spring was going, then it makes me think of this. It makes me think about that now Mubarak, President Mubarak, the president of Egypt, was president of Egypt. And the Muslim Brotherhood, which means this, jihad that you're hearing today, was illegal. It was illegal to have that in Egypt. We're going to have in a future program, our next program, make sure you get it, you know, Agent Storm, who is an ISIS or Al-Qaeda fighter who got saved and renounced that you know, Islam. But he said in Syria, he said, this is amazing that this is happening in Syria, because King Assad would not even let you, if you mentioned jihad in Syria, you would get arrested. Isn't it interesting that our president targeted King Assad? Okay, let's back up. Egypt. The first international speech of our president was in Egypt, Cairo, Egypt, the university, and members of the illegal, Muslim Brotherhood were invited, supposedly eight members of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we have all that for you on the VFN Torch, but he painted a picture of Islam, and he painted a picture that, and if you paint a picture of Islam, you're really painting a picture of the caliphate. In other words, that this, you know, there could be a caliphate, a government that's ruled under Islamic law and Sharia courts and all that. You know, look at, you know, math, algebra came from stuff like that he's talked about. And from some strange reason, after he spoke there, the president that was there, Mubarak, went to jail. And the next president was Morsi, was of the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm. And so then, okay, so obviously, and jihad started, and the attacks started, and the persecution of the church started there in Egypt. So then you look at Syria. Who Agent Storm, who worked with the CIA, who used to be, he was in Afghanistan. He was there during all these, well, he was wanted to go to Afghanistan, but he was in Great Britain and these different areas. And he's a Dane from Denmark. They said the happiest nation in the world. Well, it produced a jihadist who got saved because a Christian presented, we'll have that in our next program. But understand that He said this, you know, Agent Storm said this, you know, Storm is his name. His book's called Agent Storm. But in this interview, and we'll have this for you, he said that it was illegal to even mention jihad. What you're looking at, ISIS right now, ISIL, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Khorasan, you know, Timbuktu, what do you call it? It's all the same. You know, it's the narrative change that happens in Rules for Radicals. And, but he said just to even mention that, you couldn't even, much less do it, but mention jihad, that King Assad would have you arrested. And the reports are that King Assad's father was, he's the one that dealt with jihadists. He dealt with the Muslim Brotherhood, and he dealt harshly with them.
How about President Assad? President Assad's father was king.
Yes. 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 That's what I was talking about. Did I mess that up?
Yeah, you're talking about King Assad. It's President Assad.
Yeah, President Assad. It's all President Assad. President Assad would have you arrested. And if you mentioned jihad, he said. And that's why he was I was just so shocked that this would be happening in Syria, because you couldn't even say the word. But now look what's happening. They've went all the way through Syria, and they're hitting the border now of Turkey. But if you back up a little bit, remember I prophetically told you what the Lord showed me in a dream. He showed me Secretary John Kerry, the time that he would be doing, and he did it on live television, and he said that, you know, we're going to bomb President Assad's capital. We're going to bomb Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, watch out, JJ. You know, Jesus and the Jews, it's not going to be good for Jews and Christians. What happens here? I said that plain as day. Despite everything's going on, understand that when the enemy's doing stuff, no matter what's going on, the whole point is to destroy God's folks, to convert, to enslave, or to kill.
Mm.
And so he said you couldn't even mention it. But all of a sudden, you know, our country focused all of its powers. Remember, the ships were floating out there right off the coast, and Putin's going, don't you do this, and we're just going to bomb, bomb, bomb. That was a big argument.
There was a red line.
The red line. We're drawing a red line.
We're
drawing
a red line. We're going to
arm the rebels. We're going to arm the rebels. And what's interesting is that the rebels did get armed. They got armed in Iraq. It's called ISIS now. ISIL, ISIS. They're like, it's like the Transformers, you know. Al-Qaeda is just like, you know, turns them from a car to a robot to ISIL to ISIS. But it's the same thing. And in regards to spiritually speaking, Ephesians 6:12, not necessarily, but it is the same, you know, Al-Qaeda aspects of it. And now the Syrian rebels, which their argument was, will they arm them? They got armed because now you have jihadists inside of Syria. And by the way, this is what jihad means. It means fighting the unbeliever. And the greatest achievement somebody who follows Islam, the teachings of Muhammad, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, the pillars of their faith, is dying in the name of jihad. That's their greatest, you know, achievement. But this Agent Storm book you can get just came out in the press. He says that it was all a lie. He found out. He read the Quran. He read the Bible. He found out the truth. It was all false.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.